Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, you are now once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Saturday night. This is Thursday night. I got my days wrong. This is Thursday night, June 14th, 2018. Yes, once again, you are in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Thursday, June 14th, 2018. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. As usual, I'm asking all listeners, and especially for those new listeners for tonight, please get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he get ready to deliver God's word on tonight. The reason I ask all listeners to do this is because we do not like you, or we do not want anyone to take it lightly or for granted, or to even think that we're making up things that we're talking off the top of our heads. We want you to be able to read it for yourself. Why? Because the word of God is true, and it says to us, my people perish. Why? Because of the lack of knowledge. So So get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he gets ready to deliver God's word on tonight. We are getting ready to go into prayer. I am so grateful that we serve an awesome God who can hear all of our prayers at the same time. So please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, here we are once again to come together as a corporate body of believers to give your name praise, glory, and honor because of who you are. You are so worthy of our praise. And Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your sufficient grace. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're not like man. We thank you that you search every heart. And you know the minds of everyone's hearts, and you know what we're going to do or what we're going to think before we think them or before we even act on the things that we think. So we just thank God that you are not like man. We thank you that you have all power in your hands, and you are always in total control at all times. You never slumber nor sleep. So we're just so grateful, again, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have made and have allowed us to see. It's our prayer and our hope and desire that you will work through us as individuals and as a corporate body of believers to continue to be faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come and listen to all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies on tonight. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. And it's in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And we lift up all those in a special manner, Heavenly Father, that are dealing with mental issues on tonight, that are dealing with mind issues, Heavenly Father, that they're not able to control. So we ask that you would intervene on their behalf and give them the right help that they need and send the right guidance to them that they can speak a word into their lives. And because of your word is true, you said we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. So we ask that you would continue to touch those that are dealing with mental issues on tonight, that their minds will be transformed, that they will become more like Jesus Christ. And those that are not saved, that are dealing with mental issues, that they will come to know Jesus Christ and be saved in his name as well, so that you can transform them by the renewing of their minds is our prayer for them in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Comfort and strengthen as only you can, Heavenly Father. Let them realize and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that have rule over your people all over the land, starting with our president, Donald Trump, world leaders everywhere. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would touch their hearts, that they would do what's right for all people, that you would be glorified through them, that they would be able to show love and compassion toward all people, not just a specific group of people, but all people, because we're all your people. So touch their hearts, and Heavenly Father, on tonight, that they would do what's right for all people, that you would be glorified through them. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we continue to bless and lift up all listeners on tonight. Continue to bless them and give them and grant them the desires of their hearts. And every world leader, Heavenly Father, all faithful doers of your word, Heavenly Father, is our prayer that you will continue to strengthen every faithful, committed doer of your word on tonight all over the land. Because sometimes in this life, and our being faithful doers of your word, sometimes we can feel frustrated and want to give up and throw in the towel. But we want you, Heavenly Father, to help us when we come to that point in our lives that we want to throw in the towel, to help us remember that you are in control and we're working for you, and we are in the earth being doers of your word, trying to upbuild your kingdom here on earth. So help us, Lord, strengthen us in our time of weakness when we feel like throwing in the towel and giving up, because we know that the race is not given to the swift, neither to the strong, but to those that endure to the end. So it's our prayer, Heavenly Father, that you will move by your spirit over the airways tonight. Help us to decrease, so that you may increase in us and through us on tonight, that you will be glorified, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, go beyond what you see in the natural. Start looking according to God's word. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, go beyond what you see in the natural. In other words, with your physical eyes, start looking according to God's word. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels, and once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from the listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. In the form of announcements, I pray that you have your pens and paper ready. Also, for those of you that are in the Michigan area, Spiritual Care of Southfield presents Suicide Prevention Seminar which will be taking place on Saturday, June 23rd at 12 noon, and the location is 8651 Mount Elliott, that is on the east side of Detroit. Lunch will be provided. If you need more information, you can call area code 248-996-9895, or you can go to their website, which is spiritualcareofsouthfield.org. You can ask for Sharon Ford. But once again, Spiritual Care of Southfield presents Suicide Prevention Seminar, Saturday, June 23rd, 12 noon, at 8651 Mount Elliott in Detroit, Michigan, on the east side. Lunch will be provided. For more information, call 248-996-9895, or you can go to their website, Spiritual Care of Southfield. You can ask for Sharon Ford. And while we're talking about suicide prevention, we know that suicide is real, and we know that it's nobody but the enemy who is coming to kill, steal, and destroy. But we thank God for the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. If you have a pen and paper, you might want to take this number down. In case if you know of a friend or family member, or a church member, a coworker, or anyone that may be thinking about committing suicide or even have talked about suicide, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline number is 1-800-273-8255, and they are available 24 hours a day. My final announcement, I am so excited to announce that Dr. Eddie Connor, he is now a minister of the gospel. He is Dr. Eddie Connor. He's now the author of 8 books, and he's a national, world-renowned motivational speaker. He travels around the world and the United States motivating people through the word of God and through his books. This young man was my very first guest on my show in July of 2013. He's a stage 4 cancer survivor. The doctors gave up on him at the age of 14, said he would never live. They opened him up and said that once they opened him up, they could see the cancer growing and he would not survive. But the Lord has blessed this young man. He has now obtained his PhD, and he is now a professor at one of the local colleges here in Michigan. Again, he is a motivational speaker, national, worldwide. He's been on the Steve Harvey Show. This young man has written 8 books, and the Lord is using him in a mighty way. So God is still working miracles, and he's just another proof, an example of God working miracles in the life of his people today. So this young man will be my guest on Saturday, July 7th, and helping me celebrate my 50th anniversary as an executive director and host on Blog Talk Radio. I'm asking all listeners to make this mark this down on your calendar so that you can tune in and be blessed by this awesome young man of God whom the Lord is still using. And he's another example that God is still working miracles even today. So right now, those are my announcements for tonight. I do pray that you have taken those notes down so that you can be a blessing to someone else as you share these announcements with others. So before we go forth with the program and bring forth Deacon Marvin Cox, once again, you are in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio. So again, I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come forward to you live every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Before Deacon Robert Cox comes forth sharing another inspirational poem and delivering God's word, we're going to go into our music break on tonight, and I pray that someone is blessed by this music break, because we know that at all times, even in the midst of losing loved ones, and I'm a witness to this, and I know that someone else that are listening on tonight, even in the midst of losing loved ones, I see that people are losing their loved ones each and every day. God is calling people home, and sometimes it's unfortunate that people are being even killed in accidents and all types of ways. So we must remember to know that in the midst of it all, through it all, whatever the case may be, we must give God praise. Why? He is worthy to be praised. So that's our music break song for today. I give you praise, so I pray that you be blessed by this musical selection. And following this music break, we're going to come back and yield the mic to Deacon Marvin Cox. Enjoy the music break.
the Holy Lamb. Precious Lamb. So much I owe to you, O Lord. You sacrificed your life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise. I will rejoice.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, I give you praise. Why? He is worthy. Who are we talking about? God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator. He is worthy of our praise, even on today, even in times like these. God is worthy of our praise. Before we bring forth Deacon Marvin Cox, I'd like to give a great shout out to my wonderful, awesome Bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings, pastor and shepherd of Greater Field of Faith Baptist Church, located on the east side of Detroit. I'd like to give a great shout out to him, our man of God, and also to my church family, Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family members. I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Well, right now, I am so excited to bring forth once again Deacon Marvin Cox. I now yield the mic to you to share with us your inspirational poem for tonight and also to go directly into the Word of God on tonight. Deacon Marvin Cox.
Amen. Again, I always give thanks to the Lord for this awesome responsibility and this awesome opportunity to bring forth his word. There's no amount of gratitude that I could show forth other than saying, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. And I pray in my heart and in my spirit that I say something or the Lord give me something to encourage you. Now, you have to bear with me tonight because I have an awesome sinus infection going on, and I don't want to use the sneezing or anything like that, the coughing as a deterrent in keeping the Lord's word from reaching your ears or as a distraction. But nonetheless, I know that when I was out there in the world, it was nothing that could stop me. If I paid my ticket for the cabaret, paid for my ticket, I was going to be there, whether I was sick or whether I was not sick. Whatever it was that I had planned for the world, I didn't let no colds, no toothaches, no headaches, no infections or nothing like that keep me from being there. So I could be just as dedicated and bringing forth God's word as I was out there when I was in the world. So I just thank you and just bear along with me now. Our topic for tonight and our poem for tonight is, and it's coinciding with the word for tonight. It's called a good heart. One thing about a good heart, I will tell you, don't lie. You can't make a good heart look foolish, no matter how hard you try. A good heart will give when others won't. A good heart will do when others don't. A good heart will feel when others are numb. A good heart is smart. A good heart is not dumb. A good heart will travel, but yet stay in its place. A good heart shows compassion, mercy, and grace. A good heart is certain, honest, and pure. A good heart is dependable, confident, and sure. A good heart won't mislead you, but it will show you the way. A good heart will never lead you astray. A good heart will say what is true and not promote that which is false. A good heart would never check its own pulse. A good heart is not recognized for the good things that it do, but I'm so glad that God placed a good heart in you. Now, there's a lot of people that are downtrodden and a lot of people who have sort of lost their way. And so what we do, we run to the doctors, and the doctors prescribe us medicine to make us feel better or to remedy an ailment that we have. But I'm here to tell you tonight, first of all, I want to read to you from the book of Proverbs, the 17th chapter. I'm going to read from like verse 20 down to 24, and then I'll give you the topic for tonight's lesson. And it reads, and I'm reading to you from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, "A man void of understanding striketh hands and becometh surety in the presence of his friend. He loveth transgression, that loveth strife, and he that exalted his gate seeketh destruction. He that hath a froward heart findeth no good, and he that hath a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. He that begotteth a fool doeth to his sorrow. And he either of the fool hath no joy. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. A wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom to pervert the ways of judgment. Wisdom is before him that hath understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth." Now, I've just read it to you from the book of St. James, Proverbs, the 17th chapter. I read a few select verses out of that chapter from the 18th down through the 24th verse. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his word, and may edify our souls forever. Amen. Now, we're going to concentrate on verse number 17. And it reads, verse number 22, says, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." Now, our topic is coming out of the 22nd verse, And our topic for tonight is, we're talking about good medicine. We're talking about that cheerful heart. We're talking about that merry heart. And our subtopic is, good medicine has no side effects. I'm talking about good medicine. I'm talking about that cheerful heart. I'm talking about that joy God has put inside of each and every last one of us. And in order for us to realize that, first of all, we must have joy in our hearts. We must be able to distinguish whether we're having any type of adverse activities from the medicine. But see, good medicine does not have side effects. Now, I took the time out to jot down a few things of our most common medicine, which is aspirin. And if you knew the effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, and the rest of these medicines, I'm more than sure that every day there's hundreds and hundreds of advertisements on TV telling you about the side effects of medicine. I'm not talking about good medicine. I'm talking about medicine. Now, these are some of the side effects of aspirin. The one thing, the one medicine that they tell you to take just about every day if you got a heart condition. Take just about every day if you got a certain condition. And there's severe nausea, vomiting, or stomach pain, fever lasting longer than 3 days, swelling or pain lasting longer than 10 days, hearing problems, ringing in the ears, gastrointestinal bleeding, stroke caused by a burst blood vessel. Now, these are all the adverse effects of our most popular aspirin brand, which is the Bayer aspirin, which they tell you to take aspirin every day if you got a heart problem to help thin out the blood. But even the best medicine that man could assemble together can kill you. It can cause you to be worse off than whatever reason you took the medicine in the first place. Now, we're going to go over here to Plavix. And I'm just going to pick out two because just about every medicine that you take is going to have some type of a side effect that could be detrimental to your health. Now, Plavix, we know that Plavix and other medicines are also used, you know, to lower cholesterol or your heart or, you know, something to do with your cardiovascular system. Now, listen to some of the things or some of the side effects of Plavix. You can have itching, you can have eczema, you can have rash, head or joint pain, bruising, diarrhea, fever, and skin redness. Now, we would say to ourselves, sometimes, as it was said, the cause, the effect is worse than the cause. But we're going to not dwell too much on that. We're going to go immediately into this cheerful heart. God's word over in Proverbs lets us know that a cheerful heart is good medicine. A merry heart is good medicine. So we're talking about attitude here. We're talking about what it is that when you wake up in the morning and things are not going your way, or you run into a few things that bring your spirit down. We're talking about that joy, that joyful heart, that merry heart, that is a good medicine. Now, we're going to move expeditiously over here to Proverbs, the 15th chapter and the 13th verse. And it reads, "A heart makes a cheerful face, but by sorrow of heart, the spirit is crushed." If you notice, when your heart is happy, it's so hard to say it makes a cheerful face. It's so hard to contain yourself when the Lord has blessed you. People, when they come into your midst, they immediately know that God has blessed you. Why? Because of your countenance. Why? Because of the smile on your face. Why? Because of your cheerful attitude. And the word is letting us know this evening that it says, but by sorrow of heart, the spirit is crushed. So when things begin to trouble us, when things begin to get us down, when people go to getting on our nerves and they begin to bring our spirit down, the word this evening is letting each and every last one of us say, by sorrow of heart, the spirit is crushed. Now, this is one of the side effects of having a sorrowful heart, that it crushes our spirit. It puts us in that position where we lose all hope. But we're going to go back to the first part. A good heart makes a cheerful face. Now, there's no side effects from having a cheerful face. There's no side effects from professing your love for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ or your fellow man. There is no side effects. There are no adverse conditions that will derive from you having a cheerful heart. Now, I want you to see the parallels, because in each and every verse that I read to you tonight, there's going to be a good side, and there's going to be the side effects of something else that is opposite of a cheerful heart, opposite of a merry heart. Now, we're going to go over here to Proverbs 15:15, and it reads, "All the days of the afflicted are evil, but the cheerful of heart has a continuous feast." So if you're walking around in sorrow, if it seems like you just can't catch a break, if it seems like you were born up under, how they say, a bad astrological or bad zodiac sign, then evil will continually be your friend. See, all the days of the afflicted are evil. So we cannot seem to break out of that tailspin sometimes that we find ourselves in. Brother Brown was speaking about depression earlier. He was speaking about suicide earlier. And these are the things that will cause a person to lose that joy, to lose that feeling of having a joyful heart. But it says in the latter part of the 15th chapter, the 15th verse of Proverbs, it says, "But the cheerful of heart has a continual feast." Now, could you imagine being at a continuous feast and never gorging yourself, never being greedy, never going overboard on this continuous feast? Why? Because God has a smorgasbord of happiness if you will allow him to give it to you. If you will sit down at the Lord's supper table, you will find out that a lot of problems that we have, a lot of problems that we are dealing with, a lot of times when our spirit is crushed and we're full of sorrow, we can't see no good things happening. But see, when you have a cheerful heart, see, cheerfulness will bring about charity from you. Why? Because when I'm happy, when I'm cheerful, when my heart is merry, the one thing that I want to do and the one thing that I seek to do, and that's to share my happiness with my neighbor, share it with my wife, share it with my children, share it with all of those who I come in the midst of. See, but that's what that cheerfulness will do. And if you notice, sometimes when you're laughing, laughing is contagious. You can laugh about something and somebody see you laughing and they start laughing. They don't know what you're laughing at, but just your reaction will cause a smile to come upon their face. And you know what? There is no side effects to happiness. There's no side effects to being in that cheerful state of mind. So we must continue to be in that cheerful state of mind. We must continue to take that good medicine that does not have any side effects. We must continue to let the Lord, let the preacher, and let all the teachers of God's word prescribe to us, write a prescription for happiness. Say, what does that prescription consist of? Do what the Lord say do. We got to find joy in being obedient unto the word of God. It's just as simple as that. Because in God's word, it says, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. So it's no need of being stingy on the Lord. because there are a lot of stingy people who call themselves serving the Lord, but they are past their neighbor who is in need or who is in want, and that person's need or want will go neglected. Why? Because that person did not have the cheer in their heart, did not have the philanthropy in their heart to pass on some of those blessings to somebody else. So this is good medicine that we're talking about. Now we're going to move right on to Proverbs 14, chapter the 30th verse. It says, a tranquil heart gives life to the flesh, but envy makes the bone rot. Now, when we talk about tranquility, we're talking about peacefulness. We're talking about being in that frame of mind that you do not allow anything to overthrow you or anything to overtake you. Now, we must allow ourselves to be in that tranquil heart and in that tranquil mind, because, see, it's a lot of derivatives of that merry heart, that good heart, that good medicine. If you notice, they got a thing now where people are good to other people, and they call it, they say, pass it forward. In other words, I'm good to you, so you be good to somebody else, and they be good to somebody else, and they be good to somebody else. So we got to start this chain reaction of this good, of this good medicine. We cannot allow ourselves to allow the side effects of this unfair and this unfriendly world to overtake us, to stop us from giving, to stop us from loving, to stop us from giving to those who are in greater need than ourselves. So if you notice that this cheerful heart, this merry heart, it grows. And those that you love, I don't know about you, but those that you love, you cannot do enough for. You cannot bring yourself not to do for them. If you would sometimes even go without in order for them to have. Now, that's a byproduct of that cheerful heart. And all right, we're going to move over here to Romans 12 and 10. It said, love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. So this is what the world is lacking right now. That far, that cheerful heart, far, that good medicine. We got to show and we got to outdo one another in showing honor. And this goes back to the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And even if they were not to do unto you, if you have done it to them, do it to them good anyway. Do not allow how someone's reaction to you will make you or prevent you from doing what is right and what is fair and what is just. Because as I was telling you, in our topic for tonight is a good medicine has no side effects. Because I know that when I'm in a charitable state of mind, when the Lord allows me to have something extra and I pass it on to someone else, that is one of the greatest feelings in the world. I believe word says that it is better to give than to receive. I'd rather be a giver than a recipient, because in that giving, I am doing what the Lord has told me to do. I am watching out for those who are less fortunate than I. All why? Because I have a merry heart, because I have a good heart, because there's no side effects, there's no adverse reactions from one being good to another. So my brothers and my sisters, we talk about that good medicine because we know that the medicine that man will describe to you, that medicine that man will give unto you, if you're not careful, it might be good. But as I was telling you earlier, if you look at your TV every day, there's hundreds of commercials on TV about medicine. And it's this one commercial, you've probably seen it, where this gentleman is talking about Let's Groove Tonight, playing to the Earth, Wind, and Fire. And he's in the office, he's dancing, he's pushing a lawnmower, he's dancing, he's everywhere he goes, he's dancing. But see, they play that music as a distraction to you. If you listen to all of the side effects that follow taking that medicine, it would actually make you fearful of taking that medicine. They say if this happens, discontinue use. If this happens, it means you might develop a rash, you might have severe bleeding, you might have this, you might have that. Why? Because of the side effects of this medicine. But there is no side effects, as I keep emphasizing, concerning this good medicine, this good heart, this merry heart that God has put into each and every last one of us. So, Matthew 6, verse 19 through 21 verse. It said, do not lay up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy, what thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. So we're talking about these temporary things, these things that just are basically a creature of a moment. You know, when we get our income taxes back or when we come into a certain windfall of money, it's very easy to be philanthropical. It's very easy to want to take an old friend or a relative out to dinner. But what I'm talking about is those times in between when those times are lame for you. When those times are saying, like, you need a handout. It say, don't store up. Do not lay up for treasures on earth. Why? Because these are only temporal. Share. We got to learn how to share. And having a cheerful heart is learning how to share. Learning how to be philanthropical. Learning how to look out one for the other without compensation, because there are many people out there who will do you a favor, or how they say, do you a solid right now, with the hope and the intentions of when you get that lawsuit that you throw them a nice piece of change. There are some people that have ulterior motives in doing well. So we have to be careful. We have to have that self-examination. Now, I'm going to read one from you from Gill's Exposition of the Bible, because I, you know, take quotes out of different Bibles, and, you know, they all basically say the same, and some, you know, are more expansive than others, but they all basically say the other. Now, Gill's Exposition of the Bible says, a merry heart does good like a medicine. Does the body good? They used to say that about milk. Makes it healthful and vigorous. Cheerfulness of spirit has a great influence upon the body and much contributes to the health and welfare of it. So, this cheerfulness got a lot to do with our attitude. It's good for the body because they say that stress, it causes all types of things to happen to the body. There's a whole category. Okay, we could start with stress, and then we go into hypertension, and then the hypertension leads to migraines, and then along after the migraines, we have begin to have, because our blood pressure is too high, we begin to have kidney failure, heart disease, and then our stomach begin to hurt. We have acid reflux, and then by the pressure being so high, it opens up the door for a stroke, and then from the stroke, we go into depression because we can't do like we used to do. And then from the depression, we go back to the doctor, and he prescribes us some opioids, and then we become addicted to the opioids, and then the opioids cause us to feel that our life is not worth living. So if you notice, this negative thing will lead to a chain reaction of evil that happens to the body. But if we would have that good attitude, that cheerful heart, that God, let that mind that is in Christ Jesus be also in you. If we had that type of attitude, if we were to continue to spread God's word in the manner in which it was meant to be spread, I'm more than sure that, you know, some of our, they call it psychosis, they call it mental illness, but all of these things that attack the body and want you to destroy the body. Now, I know that some of us really do be in pain. I know some of us become dependent upon our pain medication. But every pain medication that you can take, it has a side effect. It has a side effect that is detrimental to your health. That is detrimental to all of those around that is constantly putting you in jeopardy. But once again, that good heart, that cheerful heart, that tranquil heart, there's no side effects from that. The only side effect from those things is love, love, and more love. And if we could just increase the love that we have, not only for those we are in close proximity to, but extend that love out to the world. Begin to overlook some of those transgressions that people have brought against us. Begin to pray for them. Matthew tells us that we're supposed to pray for them, that spitefully use us and say all manner of evil against us falsely. So those people that are lying on us, those people that is spitefully using us, those people that come in and borrow our money and don't pay us back, we got to keep that joy in our heart. We cannot allow anybody or anything to steal that joy away from us. We're going to go over here to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the first verse. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, it takes a joyful heart for us to have faith. Because even if the Lord does not, at that particular time, which we might feel is our hour of need, even if the Lord does not show through that hope that we have, that cheerful heart, there's no side effects from having hope in the Lord. The only thing that we have is hope, hope, and more hope. It teaches us to be patient, because sometimes we want things when we want. And when we want them things, sometimes the Lord might not want us to have it at that time that we want it. There's a song out that the Lord may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. So there's been many times that first car that we all wanted, that seemed like we could never get. If we got that car when we first wanted that car, I'm more than sure the Lord knew that we were not ready for that car. The Lord was just stopping us and preventing us from wrapping that car around a pole or from parking in somebody's living room. So we should have joy to be able to wait on the Lord and do it with gladness. We're supposed to have this charity with gladness, because if you do something and it's not in your heart to do that thing, then it's bringing about a conflict in the things in which you profess. Supposed to be cheerful in your giving. Supposed to be able to do it and not worry about it and not broadcast it and say, when you cast your arms, you're supposed to do it anonymously. You're supposed to do it in secret, and your Father reward you openly. Not supposed to do something for the Lord, and then before you do it, you tell everybody. After you do it, you take out a full-page ad in the paper, professor, look at what I've done. If the Lord tests your heart to do something, just do it. Be cheerful. It's good medicine. It don't have no side effects. You probably sleep better than you ever slept if you give somebody something that was truly in need, or make sure that the Lord directs you to them so that you will be able to do what it is. Because a lot of times, the Lord don't have nothing to do with some of the things that we do. But we do these things. Why? Because we're looking for, as I say, we're looking for a future favor. So there's no side effect. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on and on concerning God's word, concerning this good medicine, concerning this cheerful heart, concerning the charitable contributions. But see, that's up to you. It's no side effects. If you do something good for somebody, sometimes we say to ourselves, I shouldn't have done that. We begrudgingly give. When we tithe, we should be joyful in our giving unto the Lord. We cannot allow these things to overtake us. Now we're going to read it from the... Okay. Excuse me for a minute. It says, joyful heart is good medicine. Okay, now we're going to go to Young's literal translation. And it reads, a rejoicing heart doth good to the body, and a smitten spirit drieth the bone. Now it's time we can get rid of a whole lot of our ailments, whether we know it or not, if we had a joyous heart, a rejoicing heart. Because he said it takes 3 muscles to smile and over 20 muscles to frown. Now that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work to frown. So we got to capitalize on this good heart, this cheerful heart, this merry heart, this tranquil heart. Why? Because it's good medicine. Also, because it don't have no side effects. It don't put you in danger to be good to somebody. Because you know why? You cannot make a good heart, no matter how hard you try, you can't make a good heart look foolish. So my brothers and my sisters, I could go on and on and on, but because of the shortness of time, I'm going to have to bring this to a standstill and turn over the remaining part of the services over back into the hands of Brother Brown. But remember, a good heart, there's no side effects. Amen. I hope that you got a thought out of what was brought to you this evening. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight for that awesome word. I like that. That's real good. That was a good message for tonight. There is no side effects to good medicine, and that is the truth. So I thank God for you for coming forth, even with your sinus, dealing with your sinus infection. You know the proof. You are more proof that God rewards those that are being faithful doers of His word. So you could have used an excuse because of your sinus infection and not come on and deliver God's word on tonight, but you came forth, even dealing with your sinuses. So we who are listening, we all have issues and problems too. So you are a good role model, a good example of what, even while we're going through our physical ailments, we still have to do what God called us to do.
Amen.
And that is to stand on His word and to teach and preach His word. Because He is a deliverer, He is a strong tower, and He's still working miracles. And because of your faithfulness on today, sharing the good news of Jesus through this awesome message on today, God is going to heal your body. So we're claiming that healing for you even right now as we speak, that you'll be healed in the name of Jesus, and the devil is a lie. So we just give God praise, glory, and honor for you on tonight, Deacon Marvin Cox, for sharing this awesome word on tonight. I know that someone needed to hear this word. Someone has been blessed by it. And someone is going to take this word and they're going to share it with someone else so they can be a blessing to someone else because of this word on tonight and your faithfulness to come forth and deliver this powerful word that's needed for such a time as this. So we thank God for you, Deacon Marvin Cox. You continue to stand on the wall. You continue to be the inspiration, to be the great role model that you are through your inspirational poems and through your delivering of God's word to God's people. So we pray that something has been said on tonight that will open up, that has opened up those that are still spiritually blind, that their eyes have become open, that they can open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved on tonight, that backsliders will come back to the fold and that the body of Christ will be strengthened on tonight because of the word that has been delivered through Deacon Marvin Cox on tonight. So Deacon Marvin Cox, you continue to be everything that God has called and anointed and appointed for you to be for such a time as this. So for the listeners, I want you all to know that, again, I do not know who you are, but I'm getting a lot of comments and feedback from my emails and on Facebook from a lot of the listeners, and I do try to respond to some of you, and I do want you all to know that I do not know who you are or what you may be, but God knows exactly who you are. And he knows exactly where you are, and he knows exactly what you need and what your heart's desire is. So I'm continually praying for each and every listener. So I'm asking each listener, if you will continue to share the news about this ministry, that others can tune in and be blessed by it, because we have awesome men and women of God that come forth sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Why? The word of God tells us that we are compelled to go out into the hedges and highways, compelling men, women, boys, and girls, to come in and be saved. Why? Because the time is at hand. Jesus Christ is soon to come again. And when he comes this time, it's not going to be like the first time. He's coming back this time in his full glory and splendor. He's coming back for the body of Christ, those that are being faithful doers of his word. That's who he's coming back for. So our prayer on tonight is, if you do not know Jesus Christ, after hearing the word on tonight, is our prayer that you will be able to open your own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name, and come to know your God purpose. Why? Because you can only do what God has ordained for you to do. I can only do what God has ordained for me to do, such as your pastor, your mother, your father, sister, or brother, whoever. We are all individuals, and God has given each one of us a measure of faith, and he's also given us either one gift or talent, or he has given us many. So whatever it is, we want to be faithful doers of God's word and not just hearers only. So I thank God for you, the listeners. Continue to tune in and be blessed by this ministry. Continue to share the gospel. Tune in and be blessed by it as well. So as we close out in prayer, I'm asking all listeners, if you could pray with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, once again, it's in that powerful name, that awesome name of Jesus Christ, your only begotten risen Son, who's soon to come again. It's in that name of Jesus we come to give your name praise. We come to give you glory. We come to give you honor. Why? Because you're worthy of our praise. Heavenly Father, we are lifting up all those, and we're standing in the gap. Heavenly Father, those that are dealing with mental issues on tonight, those that are dealing with mental sicknesses on tonight, we know that these issues are real, and we know that the enemy is still coming to kill and destroy, and he's coming to kill and destroy. He starts with the mind. So we know that you are still awesome. You're still working miracles even today. And you have all power that you can transform the minds of everyone. So we ask that you would continue to touch those that are dealing with mental issues on tonight, that they would get the help that they need. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer that you would send a word through one of your vessels to them, that they would be able to receive your word. Heavenly Father, that they would be able to open their own mouth and be saved in Jesus' name if they're not saved, so that you can transform their minds, because you said that we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. And we know that the enemy destroyed, and he starts with the mind. So we know that you have all power in your hands, and you're still working miracles even today. So we know that you're a miracle worker. So we pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless your people, that we can go out into the hedges and highways and compel men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved, because we know that the time is not long as it has been. The handwriting is on the wall, and we see the signs that your Son, Jesus Christ, is soon to come again. So we want to be faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. So we pray, Lord, that you will continue to help us, bless us, and lead and guide us in the way that you will have us to go, that we can be the faithful doers of your word even today, that you will be glorified through each and every one of us individually and then as a corporate body of believers all over the land. For your glory, we pray in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, know that God loves you. I love you too. Until the next time, we want to continue to give God praise because he is worthy of our praise. You want to tune in this coming Saturday. My guest will be Pastor Norman King. He's the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth the word on this coming Saturday night. You want to tune in and be blessed by this, another awesome man of God, powerful, anointed man of God who's going to bring forth God's word on this coming Saturday. Tune in, be blessed by the word on Saturday. Share the news. Let others know to tune in and be blessed by this awesome man of God on this coming Saturday. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night. While my music is trying to heal, I just want to say unto the listeners again, know that I love you. I'm praying for you. Once again, you do not know, apparently you may not know who I am. I may not know who you are, but thank God he knows each one of us, and he knows us by name, and he knows exactly what we stand in need of. So I want to let you all know that, yes, indeed, I do pray for you, the listeners, and I'm asking every listener, continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for this worldwide ministry that it will be everything that God has called and ordained for it to be for such a time as this. And the best for this ministry is still yet to come. Thank you. I see our song, our closing song is not queuing up, so we're just going to say good night for tonight. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Good night.